We've been hearing a bit about how Governor Snyder wants to overhaul personal property tax in the state, and it's looking like Republican leaders in the legislature are on board. Jack, first, what are personal property taxes?
Christina, these are primarily taxes on the things that businesses buy, office equipment, furniture, machinery. People who want to eliminate it think it discourages business investment in the state for them to have to pay this. It's part of the theme of making Michigan more business-friendly. But a lot of communities are worried that they really need this money to function.
What do the taxes pay for?
Well, it depends on the particular community. Some of it goes to school districts, but it also goes to counties and cities, and they've already taken a massive hit from the other tax cuts.
What could reform look like?
Well, we don't really know. We're talking about a repeal, and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly said there'd be some grace or phase-in period for the communities to have some time to get used to this, but nobody has really talked about whether there'd be any replacement revenue.
Let's move on to State Representative Tim Melton. He announced that he's stepping down to take a job as a national school reform lobbyist. He is the third lawmaker in recent years to leave office early for another job. Jack, how common is this?
Well, term limits are part of it, Christina. He was in his last term. He needs another job. Jobs aren't growing on trees in Michigan. There's also a sense he was sort of thrusting about. He was talking about running for Congress in the 14th District, challenging John Conyers in the primary, till it turned out John Conyers probably won't run in the 14th District and he'd have a tougher field. He's also a more conservative, especially on school matters, and a lot of the other Democrats voted sometimes with the Republicans. But you are bound to see more and more of this because of term limits. People need jobs, and when jobs come up, they're often going to jump at them.
So you're not surprised?
This doesn't greatly surprise me at all. I know one state legislator who his term expired last year and still can't find a job.
And finally, the school system in Highland Park is getting closer to the possible appointment of an emergency manager. Michigan School Superintendent Mike Flanagan sent a letter to Governor Snyder this month saying that probable financial stress exists in the Detroit area school district. And there was word last week that the state was looking into the city of Flint's finances. Are we likely to see a new round of emergency manager appointments?
We're probably likely to see some. The wonder in both these cases, Christina, probably is that they haven't been appointed already. Highland Park and Flint are sort of economic disaster zones, have been for quite some time. And so this, I don't know that this heralds a new round, but certainly these communities are still distressed and the state hasn't recovered from the recession, and you're bound to see more.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.